Welcome to the Trickett's Travels podcast
with Meg
and Josh
talking through our recent adventures.
So, babe, let's enjoy it being you, me, and a cup of tea.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yo, back on the pod so soon.
Number eight?
Seven? Eight? I don't even know what
I don't know. Lost track.
Back to back podcast. I think it's eight.
Back to back, yeah. We literally.
Part two. This is a part two, right? This
I suppose. What, yeah, we could upload this as part two. Yeah, yeah. This is just continuation of the last one. We're still sat on top of a hill.
Yeah.
Overlooking sunny Exeter.
I'm excited to hear about the stag do.
Yeah.
I mean, I have heard more detail. I was much better at keeping a lock on the details than you were.
Yeah, I kind of. Yeah, when we met back up, I just kind of told you about it. To be fair,
but. You know, excited to hear all again.
Yeah. Do you want me to start?
Yeah. Okay. Go on. Tell me what you were doing for the whole time we weren't talking, because that's mental.
Okay. Well, Friday night, I drove over to Guy's house.
Yeah.
And
no, you drove down.
Well, Friday, I drove all the way down. I left you, and I drove all the way from Sheffield to Exeter. And then
was it harder doing that long drive without, because I don't think that you've done that long drive without me sat next to you for a while. Was it like,
not for quite a few years, but
was it harder because it's like, oh, you don't actually have me there talking
a little bit,
keeping you entertained, or was it less? No difference. I mean, you do the whole drive whether I'm there or not.
Yeah, I was gonna say a little bit, but it still went fairly, like, it didn't drag too long. It was all right, actually. Got down to Devon, saw my parents briefly, then went to...
Did you get to chat with them for a while?
Yeah, had a cup of tea and hung out for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's nice.
Like 2 hours. Yeah, and then went to Guy's house, and we went down to Ashburton to get some food. Had a bit of food, then had...
What did you get?
I got a pizza.
What did you get on your pizza?
I got just chicken.
Just chicken?
Yeah, it was
no
one...
No chicken and mushroom,
it was
no
one free topping, and then you had to pay £1 for every extra topping.
Fair,
and
I was just like, chicken too.
And I was like, oh, I really want chicken and sweet corn, but I'm not paying like £1 for
you
sweet corn.
You could have paid £1 for sweet corn.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Well, you could have seen it as free sweet corn and paid £1
for
chicken.
Yeah, I could have. I just thought about that. I could have seen it that way, but I didn't.
Ever had doner meat on pizza, Josh?
No, but it was a kebab. Like places,
you know,
as well,
because Guy got bad.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. Anyway, that was nice. Then me and Guy went for like a beer, and we played a game of pool, and I beat him, which he wasn't very impressed.
Yeah, but you're really good at pool.
Well, not always.
Well, better than me.
Depends how many beers I've had.
Have you beaten my dad at pool? Have you played my dad at pool yet?
No.
He's really good at pool.
Is he?
We should play some pool when we're home.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, we have one in our house, so.
Yeah. Yeah, really should have been with your parents. That'd
yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, and then we watched some guy get arrested on the streets, which was quite funny. Got, like, dragged out of his house, and he was pretty angry about that. But it was quite entertaining.
Out of his house? I thought he was in the pub.
No, he got dragged
out of his house.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. He was absolutely losing it. But it was very good entertainment for everyone else that was around. Yeah, and then we went home, and Guy gave me my outfit for the weekend. He was like, right, got you an outfit, this is what you got to wear. And it was one of his old tuxedos, like, you know, DJs with little bow tie and things, which was quite, like, I was just like, this is amazing. Like, you've managed to, like, make me noticeably different from everyone else, but...
Also not humiliated.
But not humiliated, but like really fun and different, you know? So I really enjoyed that. It was like, that made me so excited for the weekend. And then, woke up the next morning.
I've still not seen a photo of this.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you
We've got to go to pictures after this.
And then woke up, went on the run with you early morning.
Mm.
Or like on the phone with you. And then
did you sleep well? I didn't feel
okay.
Like I slept that well without you.
I woke up like a bit stress dreaming for some reason, but I don't think I slept that well without you, but.
I just woke up all the way through the night when I wasn't sleeping with you. Although I woke up all the way through the night when I was sleeping with you anyway.
Yeah, so that is true. But yeah, and then literally like Gus met us at Guy's house at like 7:30 8 in the morning, and we just got in Guy's car and set off driving.
And Gus is your best man and Guy's your groomsman, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guy's my, like, honorary second best man, you know?
your groomsman, in other words.
He's my groomsman, I suppose, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, and then we... and then we literally just, like, drove up to... I did know by this point where we were going.
Mm.
So we drove up towards Bristol, but then we just, like, pulled off the motorway somewhere random and, like, turned up at this, like, outdoor sort of, like, adventurous place. Like, they had Land Rovers parked in the car park and, like, signs that they did shooting and archery and all this stuff. And I still had no idea what activity we were doing. And then, like, they were giving the briefing. They were like, right, so you're going to go drive these, like, 1,000cc buggies, like, in the mud. So you got to be, you know, they were, like, rear-wheel drive. They were like, you got to be careful about them just spinning out. And, like, the back just wants to overtake you the whole time.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that sounds cool.
Are they hard to drive?
Not too hard to drive, actually. They were a little rear end happy, but they were pretty all right, actually. But yeah, we like got there and like they split us into three and a two, just so that we all could go on the track, you know. So three people went first and I went first in the first car or buggy. And then I like caught up with Jared quite quickly and they like pitted him. Like, it's very, I mean, I say pit, it's literally just like two sides of a tire, you know, it's very like just a field that we just were racing around basically, but it was kind of like rutted.
Yeah.
It was quite fun. Yeah, and then we literally like, I basically overtook the other two, and then as I was going around, the car just started to be like, it was just slowing down, it was just like blah, 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 and it was sounding really bad. And I was like, on my days, like trying to get it to the pit. Like, so that I was out of the way of the other two, but I was literally like crawling to get towards it. And then the guy, like, I basically the car just got to the point where it actually just stopped. And I was like pressing the accelerator fully down, nothing was happening. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And it like basically stopped in the middle of the track. And then the guy came over and he was like, oh, the brake's stuck on. And he like kind of smacked it off or something. And then it was limping a bit better towards the pit lane. It just basically stuck on again. I just got it into the pit lane. And he kind of had to push me a bit. And yeah, so anyway, and then he was like, well, tell you what, you go with the other two in the next round. So I basically got like a free couple of laps, which was nice.
That was fun.
But yeah, and then went again. And it was a lot of fun. Like I went out first. And then I had Gus behind me, and Gus is a proper, like, racy driver.
Didn't you have a rally car together once?
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, we never actually made it to rallying it, but we did try. We kitted it out quite well. And then Nick was behind Gus, and Nick had just passed his driving license, like, last week, the week before.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my days, that's going to be quite intense, like, driving something like that. But he did really well, actually, like, considering, like, if you think a brand new driver, you know, you're probably not going to be as confident as that, but...
Yeah, but yeah. It's kind of different, a buggy compared to a car.
It's very different, but anyway, he was, like, he was pretty happy, and I literally, like, Gus was, like, he did kind of catch up with me a bit at times, and he was proper chasing me down the whole time, and I was like, oh, wow, he's going fast, and then it came to like they do like a little time lap then at the end of your like 6 minutes that you practice for, and then a little time lap, and literally like I won by, and Gus was 1 second behind me, and he was like, no, and it was, yeah, but that was fun. But yeah, so that was the activity, which was quite enjoyable. And then and then after that, we went to a Toby's Carvery, which
was... A Toby Carvery,
sorry.
It's not Toby's.
Well, there's multiple of them there.
Yeah, but there's multiple Toby Carveries, not multiple Toby's.
A Toby Carvery.
I can't believe that was your first...
That was my first Toby Carvery.
You've not lived, Josh.
It was my first Toby Carvery.
I mean, that is
really
a fab activity for a stag do.
Yeah.
To break your Toby Carvery, shall we?
Yeah, I actually loved it, to be honest. It was really yum.
Oh, I'd smash one right now. So bad.
It was so good. But yeah, I think we should go for one next week in Sheffield. But yeah, so we absolutely loved that. And then, yeah, just had a big plate of Carvery. It was really nice. Had a nice time.
Did you do
time.
Lots of refills on the veg, or did you only do one?
You can get more veg.
You can get more veg? Did you not get more veg?
No.
You can't get more meat, but you can restock on the veg.
Can you?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a one plate thing, like
one plate, and then you can go back for more veg if you want.
What, like veg and potatoes and gravy and all the other stuff?
Yeah, you can go refill.
No way, I did not know that.
Unless they've changed the rules since we were kids.
I mean, maybe you can. Maybe it's just people don't because they think you can't, but you probably can. Wow. Well, anyway, no, I didn't do that. But we had a really nice time, and all the guys getting on well, and yeah. It was basically me, Gus, and Guy, which had been friends for years at school, and then...
How old were you when you actually started getting friends?
Like, Guy when I was, like, 10 or 11, and Gus when I was, like, 13.
Oh my gosh, you've known Guy longer?
Yeah, yeah. I went to a school with Guy before... Like a different school with Guy before I met Gus.
Wow.
At a different school.
But you just weren't that close with Guy that young?
No, probably not at the first school. And then we got closer in the second school.
So then you and Gus were friends first and then Guy was friends? Or you just always been a trio?
Probably me and Gus and then Guy. But I don't really know. I can't remember. Many years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. And then... And then it's Nick who I went to uni with. And did the same course and lived in a house with him for a couple of years. And then it was Jared, which is my sister's boyfriend. So it was a really nice group, but they hadn't all met, so it was quite fun. But anyway,
I love that you can explain who everyone was. If I tried to do that, that would go on for a long time.
Yeah. So then we drove into Bristol, sort of more into Bristol way, where we were staying, and we like found the flat that we were staying in, got into it and things, and then like had like 10 minutes sort of sitting down chilling, and then they were like, right, we're going. I was like, going where? Like, you know what we're doing? They were like, we're going out, and that's it, we're not coming back. I was like, oh, okay, do I need anything? They were like, no. There's me in my tuxedo walking through Bristol when it's like Freshers Week and everyone's dressed all cool and hip and things. Just like so funny. Because I had to wear it the whole time. This was the thing. I had to wear it for the buggy. I had to wear it.
Did you get it muddy?
No, it was actually not that muddy, you know. Like, I think that was the point. They thought it would get quite muddy and then I'd still have to wear it in Bristol. So, but yeah, it was quite funny. And then, yeah, we then went to a pub. I thought, like, oh, maybe we're just, you know, having a quiet drink. Because it was, like, 3:30 in the afternoon or something. I was like, maybe we're just going to sit here and chat and have a drink or something. And it was like, nope, we're drinking. So then we drank, like, 3 pints, I think, in the first pub. And we left
that pub,
and it was, like, daylight still. And I was like, oh, this is weird. Like, yeah, it was very bizarre. And then we went to NQ64, which is like...
That's a very fun pub.
A really fun, like, bar pub, which has loads of old arcade games, like pinball and Pac-Man.
That's fun.
And, like, the, like, old-school shooter games and racing games and all these things. And it was so much fun, like... Yeah, had a great time there, just like enjoying it and playing games with the boys. And yeah, it was so much fun, that one.
Which one was your favourite to play?
I mean, to be fair, the like two-player shooter game was a lot of fun, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we played that basketball one. That one's quite fun.
I've just never been into arcades the way you have. I think it's because you grew up near the beach, near the seaside, where they have, like, arcades on the prom.
2P arcades will always be my favourite.
Mm.
They're amazing. Yeah, and then we, like, walked to dinner, which was nice to have a bit of a walk through Bristol and things. And then we went to, I can't remember, what was it called? The Botanist, I think.
Did you say the botanist? No, I didn't think it was the botanist. It was the alchemist, wasn't it?
No, it was the botanist.
It was the botanist?
I think so, yeah.
The botanist is really yummy.
Yeah, it was
the one
very...
with the hanging kebabs. Did you see anyone have hanging kebabs?
Didn't see that. Didn't
I don't think
like
it was. It wasn't
menu.
What you told me yesterday. Was the?
I can't remember. Anyway, it was very fancy.
I thought you said it was the alchemist.
No, because that's all like fancy cocktails and like things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't
it was
know.
The botanist. You
Maybe.
Said.
But anyway, it was very fun. It was really yummy food, but it was very, very like you know fancy, a bit dark and like ooh, you know, it was really cool. Had a really nice meal.
Did I have loads of flowers around everywhere and fairy lights?
I think so, yeah.
Because then that's the botanist, but dark doesn't sound like the botanist.
Yeah, well, it was only the back room that was dark. We like the first room that you walked into where the bar wasn't, but anyway, it was really nice. And then we, after dinner, had a really yummy dinner, shared a steak with Nick, which was really nice. Probably one of the best steaks, to be fair, that I've had.
It really?
Was, yeah, it was really good. Like,
oh, I love a steak.
Yeah. And then, then what?
Should we get a steak when we're away?
Yeah, we could do.
Oh, do you know what? We could get a steak, like, the day after we get married. You know, we're going to have to pay for a meal there.
We are, aren't we? We're going to have to, like, eat out.
Yeah, eat at a restaurant.
Wow, yeah, we could go get a steak, couldn't we?
Shall we just?
You could make hotel steak, put it in a bag and boil it in a kettle.
No. I'm not up for that.
Yeah, that would be nice. But...
anyway, sorry, distracting.
After dinner, we then went to go out to, like, some floating barge thing that people had recommended. And it was a bit too early. The bouncer was a bit grumpy and rude and turned us away because there was a gig on. And we were like, fine. So we just had a drink in another place and then went to this floating barge thing. And it was pretty quiet at first, but like we just chilled out and chilled outside and things, and then it started to fill up a bit, and then we sort of went and had a little boogie and had a bit of fun for a while. It was quite a cool place to dance. And
So was that a club?
Yeah, it was kind of a club, to be fair. It was like a floating...
And you stayed there all night?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I guess by the time we got there it was probably like 11 or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah, I know. I was
too
probably,
old to go clubbing now.
Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah, but had fun for an hour or hour and a half or something, and then was like, yeah, I've had a great night. I'm gonna just call it there and go home.
I mean, fair.
So I just thought, well, you know, why stay out any longer than I want to? It's my stag do, so I just went home. But yeah. And then, but it was nice. It was good fun, good laugh. And then the next morning...
Did you practice your dance moves for the wedding?
No, there wasn't really enough room to dance in the club. It was just filled with 18-year-old freshers, so
it
felt a bit weird, to be honest, being in there. Yeah, and then the next morning, woke up at 7 a.m, body clock was on. I was like, yeah, thanks for that. But... yeah, just watched an episode of some TV.
Did you watch some TV?
Yeah.
Oh, watched I guess some... you didn't have a whole house to clear up.
No. No, there was actually no evidence of mess in our house because we didn't spend any time in it.
That's impressive for boys.
Yeah. So, and then went downstairs at like 8 o'clock and Nick, because I was going to go out and get like a croissant or something from Sainsbury's. And then Nick and Jared were both, like, just getting up at that point. And I was like, oh, I'm just going out to Sainsbury's for one thing. They were like, oh, if you just give us 5 minutes, get dressed and things, then we'll come with you and get a coffee and whatever. And I was like, oh, go on then. That'd be lovely. So me, Nick and Jared went out and got this coffee. Like, Jared quickly researched.
Wait, who was in which rooms? How many rooms were there?
Oh, there was one, two, three rooms, I think. One with... a twin, one with a single, and then one with a double. So it was me and Gus in the double beds, sharing, and then Guy and Nick, and then Jared in a single bed.
Aww.
And then I woke up in the morning and Nick was just asleep on the sofa. I was like, you all right, Nick? And he was just like, yeah, I just thought I snore and the sofa looked really comfy and I just went to sleep on it. I was like, fair enough. But yeah, so me, Nick and Jared basically just... he quickly found this nice coffee shop just really close actually to where we're staying, and we went and got a coffee, and it was really nice, just way to start the morning. We just chatted, and yeah, it was really nice. And you know, the three of us were fine, so it was nice just to have some time chatting. And
yeah,
and then we got up, we picked a little chocolate croissant up from Sainsbury's, and Nick had found that there was a big park nearby, so we went and walked all around the park. And
that's so lovely.
Like, it was massive. Like, it was field after field in Bristol. Like, I was like, this is wild. But we literally just like walked for so long and just chatted, the three of us. We talked about cycling and bikes, and like I've just been given a bike by someone that like I worked for a bit. We talked about that and like what I should do to, you know, get it ready to be a good bike. And like, yeah, it was just so nice. Like, we just had a really nice time just chatting away and walking around this park. It was a really nice way to start the morning. And then we headed back, and Gus and Guy were awake then. So we then packed up, put all the stuff in the car, and went to breakfast at Spoons. And that was nice. Had a little brunch. And then we went via an outdoor shop that was opposite the Airbnb, just because we thought, why not have a little shop in an outdoor shop? I feel like you got to when you see one. Mm. Yeah, and then after breakfast, we drove out to Cheddar Gorge, which was really cool. It was like a big, it's like a massive cave.
I've heard of it, but I've never been.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big rock formation that you can drive between, but then you can go into like this cave as well. And it's really cool, just like loads of stalagmites and stalactites, and like you get an audio guide around the cave and things, and yeah.
Fun.
It was pretty cool.
And how does Guy's brother get it free? He works there.
No, Guy's brother like works for Longleat and the zoo, and then Longleat owned Cheddar Gorge apparently. So he managed to get us free tickets.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But it's £25 per person, if not. And to be honest,
you wouldn't pay
as
that.
Great as it was, probably wouldn't pay £25. But if you really like caves, then... And there was lots more bits that we probably could have gone and done, including the ticket, which we didn't. But we did walk up the hill and go look at the viewpoint and things. But, yeah.
Cute.
And then we drove home.
And then
dropped Nick and Jared off.
Jared and Nick got trains?
Yeah, we dropped them off the train station. They got trains, and then... Me, Gus and Guy drove back to Guy's.
Aww.
So it was like, yeah. I mean, that was the whole weekend, really. But
such a different weekend, hey?
Yeah.
It's crazy how different hen and stag do's are.
It really is. It's crazy how many, like, little bits you, like, everyone had added in, and, like, everyone in... Because I had, like, Amelia message me for things from you, about you, and then I had Lynn messaging me, and, you know, and it's like, these people just, like, took it on themselves, I feel like, to just... do loads of stuff and things for yours, and they're
so
very lucky. Different vibes, aren't they? Hen and stag do's.
And then you're like, oh, we didn't even talk about the wedding.
Yeah.
If I mentioned your name, it was like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, there was just jokes. If I brought up wedding or you, it was just jokes about like, oh, who's that? Or you're getting married? Oh, when?
Whereas I would just constantly
it's
like,
just like,
I think once an hour ago, I miss Josh. Like,
I didn't get to do that.
Everyone else would be like, where's Josh? Like, if I was like, oh, I don't know how to do that, they'd all be like, where's Josh? I'm like, I miss Josh.
Yeah.
And there was constant talks about the wedding.
Yeah.
It's very different when you're a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, I think very different. But yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Good. I'm
good
so
weekend.
Glad you had such a good time.
Yeah. Driving the buggies was really cool as well.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I would definitely own one of those in a big field. That would be cool.
All right. Yeah. You add that to the list of things in the dreams.
Never have that, but it'd be cool.
I'd love a quad bike. I've always wanted a quad bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They're very cool.
They're
I would
so
love
cool.
a quad bike. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
But yeah, that was the weekend, really.
I can't believe that's just like it, innit? Like, you know what? I found it's quite hard to process that it's just like that's that done. Do you know?
That's that bit done.
That's that bit done. Like another thing in your life that you like, you know one day you'll have a hen do or a stag do, and then it's just like, oh, you get to it.
It happened.
Like, oh, it's happened.
Yeah. It is wild. Just like, oh yeah, I kind of thought briefly and at some point in life about the fact that one day I'd have a stag do, but I never thought like, oh, it just happened.
Yeah, it's just happened.
Yeah.
It's mental. And like, it was incredible, but it's like, it's crazy, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes just find it mad, like, you know, I think we've really been so crazy and lucky that we've done so much in one year, like, you know, we got engaged, and because we didn't want to wait a long time for planning, and it mattered a lot to us getting married quite quickly.
Mm.
That we've done it all so swiftly. Mm. But it's just like crazy, because then you're like, wow, like the hen do, stag do's done, like the wedding's done, like the getting engaged done. Like, it's like, it's crazy, all these big life events that you've always looked forward to, they're just all like, yeah, now actually stories and... in your book, rather, yeah, than like dreams in the future, you know.
Yeah, it is wild.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wild.
Yeah. But now we've got 2 weeks. Well, we've got 12 days now, babe. Just keep pushing, and then the wedding's here.
I know.
And we just got to, like, keep our heads. Like, honestly, I think it is becoming really difficult now to be like, okay, we don't have time to be stressed. Like, we don't have time to be mardy about the jobs. We don't have time to be like, oh, I'm too overwhelmed right now to do these jobs. It's like, okay, we
it's got to happen, yeah. We don't really have time to procrastinate or decide between lots of different decisions or,
yeah,
you know, like, we were looking at inspo pictures for cakes this morning. It's like, well, actually, you just gotta be like, I like that, okay, yeah, let's do it, because we just,
and yes, they went shopping around what's it called,
Cribs Causeway,
went shopping, yeah, around for ties, and it was like, oh, we couldn't really find any, and then I was like, right, I've ordered some online that look okay, and when they arrive, we're probably just gonna have to just
have to go, they're good enough, because yeah, they are gonna be, yeah, in some way, and
all these tiny details that we keep getting so worked up about, and so like, oh,
at some point you do have to just take the chance to be like, that's gotta be good enough right now, because,
yeah,
you know, we can't, yeah, it's getting very close, but
it's getting very close, and actually the list of jobs is getting a lot smaller,
yeah,
like if I actually look at the list of jobs, it's one of the things that we do need to do that I was asked a lot about on the hen do.
Oh yeah.
Was, what's this whole like day before thing, like rehearsal dinner or like eating?
Oh.
Like, I've not heard anything about that. And I was like, oh yeah, I forget this all in my head.
We've not actually sent any invites out.
Yeah.
I suppose this thing, we do actually need to
tell people, schedule, yeah,
tell everyone.
And also like Lyft people asking me, like, or a lot of people talk about the taxis and all this sort of thing for the church, to the evening venue and all this sort of thing. And I'm just like, no, wait, I've like got a plan. I'm gonna message loads of people, then hopefully be able to coordinate people to give lifts. And
yeah, but like, that does help. Take time, doesn't it?
Yeah,
we're relying on people replying to us, so we do need to get that out.
We do need, that is a job for this afternoon, that we actually need to write those texts and send them, because
yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, that is one that's going to need some thought, and that, yeah, requires the messages to go out.
So I've, that got a is speech on the list.
You have got a speech to write.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a big thing. You got to remember that your speech, like the groom's speech, is all about just thanking people for all the time, yeah, and like energy and effort they've put into the wedding, and like,
there's a little lovey-dovey bit to you.
There's a tiny bit, like, but that doesn't have to be big.
Thanking people, isn't there?
Yeah. And you've got to not put pressure on, and I'm more than happy to do the thank you bit together.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get there.
You'll get there. Nothing ChatGPT can't help with.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of jobs on here that actually we can just go, sod it, I'm not doing that. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, and we still have time. We have 13 days, you know. We're looking at these days like, oh, we might be going back to work now, but we're not. There's no work anymore. That's, yeah,
it's
it.
Just every day is just wedding planning now.
Wedding planning now.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is, and the jobs will get done.
Yeah, and if they don't, no one will know anyway. Otherwise,
exactly. If we don't,
no one
manage
will know
to...
if we were going to have a guest book or not.
Yeah, no one will know if the applesauce is homemade or bought from the shops. No one cares. Like, we're like, oh, we need to make this applesauce from the Devonshire apples from your garden, and hole punched leaves that are autumn coloured, and all this random random stuff that's like, it's so unnecessary to add into the stress.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm stood here, well, staring at this field of green trees. Like, the autumn leaves have not dropped yet.
No, we might be struggling to find someone and leave.
Yeah, we might just have to be like, oh, that's not something that we can...
We have confetti anyway. It's just whether we have more of autumn leaf confetti, but it doesn't matter, does it?
Don't matter. It'll
don't
be weak.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just think, like, whatever happens will happen. Like, there's nothing that's going to stop the wedding day from happening. All the big things have been done. We have wedding rings. We have a church box.
A photographer.
We have a photographer. We're sorting the music out. We're doing all this. Oh, I'm so annoyed about these sunglasses, Josh. I can't even.
You want to tell everyone about your sunglasses?
I've bought new sunglasses to replace the ones that I've already broken because.
What's wrong with your sunglasses now?
Well, I threw them in my bag this weekend, my Uniqlo bag that has everything in it, and I've managed to scratch right in my eye line. Again, exactly where I scratched them last time.
Very silly.
Oh, so annoying. I don't know why sunglasses can't just stay. Like, I break them all. Anyway.
Oh, well.
End of that rant. yeah. Honestly, there is nothing that's going to stop us getting married. Like, all the jobs that are to do are just nice jobs. They're about helping people and about doing extra decorations and things to make it nice. And... like when we look back, we would rather, like, you will look back way more fondly on the wedding,
a nice 2 weeks,
having
beforehand.
A nice 2 weeks where you don't get stressed and you don't get overwhelmed, than you will that we had autumn leaves punched out.
That is very true. And it is true that, like, actually this afternoon has been so nice that we've just, like, just set aside some time to just come and sit on a hillside and chill in the sunshine. And that's just been...
We have been doing wedding jobs.
Yeah, we've been doing all our wedding jobs and our jobs and things, but it has been so nice to just actually be like, oh, this is a really nice way to enjoy our 2 weeks beforehand rather than thinking about the wedding jobs in a stressful way, you know?
Yeah. And this is, like, this is what we can do, like... for like the next couple of weeks, just like do jobs outside, like drive. Like, I used to, when I was in sixth form, my car used to be my office. Like, I used to put all my books and my textbooks and everything in the back seats, and I'd have spare cushions and a spare duvet, and I just used to drive up to a viewpoint, drop the back seats, and revise in the boot of my car. Like, I have always been someone that like does things out the house with a good view, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
There's no expectations of waking up and sitting at a table for the whole day.
Definitely. I think it's just changing your mentality to be like, these like jobs are fun ways that we're going to spend our weeks before the wedding, yeah. You know, like they're fun things for us to do as a couple. And once you look at it like that, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And this we can just nice do a few extra podcasts.
Yeah,
talk,
we can
do. Talk through all the wedding drama.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just excited for the debrief podcast.
Oh, I can't wait. I think we should definitely set aside to do the podcast, like, maybe like the day before, or like the Friday or something, like 2 days before.
Yeah.
Just have like a, oh my gosh. Because on the Friday, all the jobs should be done. That should be it then.
Hopefully, yeah.
There's nothing more to do.
Well, all the jobs, we could just decide that they're all done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Whatever's not been done, it's done.
Yeah.
And then it's just like people are arriving from the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, our family and things.
Yeah. I just can't believe that's next week. That's what's baffling me. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's mad when I'm thinking through this. And then people say, yeah, that's next week. And I genuinely feel sick.
Yeah. Is the fact that when we got to Monday, it was next week. Yeah, that did get me a bit. I was like,
oh, gosh. Actually, my belly is flipping just talking about it. It's just mad. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm getting married next week. Like, what do you mean? You're going to have a ring on your finger for the rest of your life, babe.
I cannot wait to have my ring.
I can't wait for you to have it too. It's so gorgeous, your ring. And I can't wait for my ring.
I can't
ring.
Wait for you to have a ring.
I can't wait to wake up in the hotel room the next day and be like, we did it.
We're married. That's it.
And we just
stuck
get to
with me for the rest
put
of your
all the
life.
Effort we've put into the last 6 months of wedding planning, redirect it into investing in each other and loving each other wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Like, I can't building wait for that to be the focus, to just actually be prioritizing the first year of your marriage.
Yeah.
and all the joy that brings, you know.
Very true.
And all the adventures we're going to go on. Do you know what, Josh? In 2 weeks' time, we will be landing in Bali. Like, really? How crazy is that?
2 weeks.
What day is it today? Maybe I'm being a bit optimistic. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is. It is Tuesday. Okay, I'm lying. In 2 weeks today, we'll be boarding the plane to go to Manchester, to London from Manchester.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll be sat in the lounge, actually. Maybe we will have arrived in London. We'll
I can't remember what time. Oh,
we need to book the lounge tickets still.
Oh, yeah, we do. We decided that
it's our honeymoon.
It's our honeymoon, and we're flying from Manchester to London as a connection, but it means that we have, like, what, 4 hours?
Yeah. Well, we got on a slightly earlier plane so we could enjoy the lounge for a bit longer. And instead of paying for business class tickets, which are expensive.
Oh my days, yeah.
I mean, even just like an economy, like plus or whatever
so
it's called.
Much more.
It was like
well over double.
Yeah.
It was so much more.
I think like tripled or quadrupled the price ticket. And we were like, yeah, no, not doing that.
But then we were like, well, how about we just
pay for a lounge?
Because then it's like, what? If it's like 60 quid or something.
Have you ever flown British Airways before?
Don't know. Don't remember.
So nice long haul.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nice. And, like, there is, like, unlimited chocolate at the back, Josh.
Really?
Like, I'll show you the stash. It's unlimited chocolate. And there's unlimited booze. And
we'll go make friends with the air hostess.
Yeah. And there's, like, so much, like in the lounge, we're going to have to watch it and not just be like, oh, free booze, and just drink it all. Because then you get free booze on the plane too. And then we'll just be tipsy for 12 hours in the sky.
Sounds like a good way to pass the time. Yeah.
And then we'll get
tipsy with unlimited chocolate.
Yeah, but then don't worry, guys, we've not pushed the budget out too much. We're then sleeping on the floor in Singapore for like,
yeah, because we're there for 12 hours. So
I think it's like 16 hours.
So of course we're not paying for an airport hotel.
Yeah,
we're
like
just sleeping on the floor.
£150 for like,
well, we googled it and something said that there's quite nice chairs in Singapore to sleep on.
I don't
so
mind
we were like, you know
sleep.
What, that's fine.
I can't raise my standards now. It'd be really expensive if I raised my standards at 23.
Yeah.
We've got too many holidays to go on to pay for airport hotels. I mean, I know it's the honeymoon.
Yeah.
But
we might
get used to it then.
I quite enjoy an airport sleep, so.
I mean, you do sleep in the airport. I just tend to take photos of you sleeping in the airport while being like, haha, still awake.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure you slept more last time.
No, I've got a photo of you sleeping on the chair in China.
Oh, actually, that's true, yeah. Yeah.
And I just walked around and FaceTimed Mum for ages. Do you remember?
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
And I was awake.
But
for
then
like
you
hours
sleep better on planes.
I sleep better on planes, yeah.
I can't sleep when we're moving, but if there's a comfiest chair, then I'm all right.
That's because I get like, somehow we've managed to hack the system and I'm like, curl up between my chair and your chair and I just literally lie on you.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Or
but I definitely can do it because I am not small enough, but you do very well at getting into a very little ball and sleeping on me. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, I know we are that annoying people to
sit next to. You stay in your space quite well.
Yeah, I don't impede on anyone else's space.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a noisy car, isn't it?
What do you think that is?
Yeah. But yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Two weeks today, just think about that.
It's exciting.
We'll have had two nights in the hotel just to sit in the bath all day.
Oh, and just
relax.
Just talk about the podcast and how crazy it all is. The what?
The wedding.
The wedding.
Your brain.
My brain's gone.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't know.
It's
going to
be exciting
in
2 weeks.
I don't know whether
we're going to come on before the wedding or whether we're going to come on after, but I hope we come on before and we tell everyone about how amazing it's been planning and how excited we are for the wedding.
In a few days' time, come on, and we're like, oh yeah, we really took our own advice and we stopped stressing about the wedding.
I hope we manage that.
I also think maybe we should just come on podcast just to talk about wedding stuff because we talk about it much less stressfully when we're live.
Yeah, that is true.
In the public eye. And you have much more productive chats about the wedding.
That is true.
Whereas
maybe
when we're off
maybe
air,
you'll just get another podcast because
we're
doing
that. We both get slightly mardy about the whole thing.
Very stressed, mardy. But who wouldn't?
Yeah, I know, who wouldn't?
That's
exactly
natural.
2 weeks till the wedding.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I just keep reminding both of us just to, in a piece.
Take a breath and know that in 2 weeks, we'll be married.
It'll all be finished.
Really excited, though.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.